The Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case involving prescription drug prices. The state of Maine has enacted a program aimed at getting lower drug prices for all its residents. The case tests whether states may use their buying power under Medicaid to require drug companies to give discounts to uninsured people who are not eligible for Medicaid. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
There's a lot behind Maine's law. Rising prescription drug prices, a Congress that has tried and failed to deal with them, and an estimated 325,000 Mainers, young and old, who don't have any insurance that covers prescription drugs. Paulette Beaudoin is one of them. She's 70 and a retired transit worker from Biddeford, Maine. She's traveled several times to Canada by bus to get cheaper drugs to treat her asthma, her osteoarthritis, and her emphysema.
We need help. Us. Nobody talks about the middle class people. I guess we're supposed to be able to pay for everybody. Well, we're not. We're not able to. We've worked a lifetime, and it's costing so much that we just can't swing it anymore.
Shelley Pingree says that's why Maine lawmakers stepped in 3 years ago with a program called Maine RX. She's a former state senator who authored the program. She says Maine, like many states, was looking for a novel way to deal with rising drug costs. Pingree says everyone agrees that a big problem is that Medicare, the government's health care program for the elderly, generally doesn't cover prescription drugs outside a hospital. And she says everyone agrees Congress needs to change that.
Even so, you need to negotiate for good prices. And in the states, we're the ones who pay the burden, and the only tool we have is Medicaid. And many of us believe that we should be allowed to use our creative powers to do things in a way that allow our citizens to have the benefit of lower prices.
Maine's program hasn't gone into effect. The pharmaceutical companies blocked it a day before it was scheduled to begin. But the program is designed to force drug makers to give the same discounts to uninsured residents as they give under Medicaid. If drug companies don't agree to that, Maine would place those companies on a list. It would mean those companies' drugs generally wouldn't be made available to Medicaid patients unless a doctor specifically asked for the state's permission to use them. That's a big hammer for companies that do a lot of Medicaid business. And the pharmaceutical companies argue Maine's program is unconstitutional on two fronts. First, they say it violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause. They say the discounts amount to illegal restrictions on drug makers and distributors outside the state. The second argument is the one drug companies are really focusing on. They say that Maine's program would harm Medicaid patients by creating bureaucratic hurdles for doctors who want to prescribe the drugs of companies who don't go along with Maine. Marjorie Powell is a lawyer for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association of America.
Anything that limits physicians and patients' access to the broad range of available medications is going to be harmful for Medicaid patients.
In legal terms, the pharmaceutical companies are arguing that it violates the spirit of Medicaid law to tie it to a program that benefits the uninsured. And in legal terms, the court will weigh whether there's a link between the two, says Kevin Alderson. He teaches health law at West Virginia University. He says that's what the court did when the federal government required states to raise the drinking age by threatening to withhold federal highway funds to states that didn't.
And there was cases that went to the Supreme Court on what is the tie between drinking age and federal highway funds, and they found enough of a common interest to justify it. And the link between the uninsured and Medicaid is very close and much more favorable. These people, if they have expensive drugs and they're uninsured, they're going to end up on Medicaid, and it's going to cost the state money. So I think there's a good basis for this under the Medicaid law.
Alderson thinks Maine will prevail in this case.
To strike down this law because it may violate Medicaid, or to strike it down as a discriminatory effect against interstate commerce, I think is a stretch. And this Supreme Court, if anything, has shown a tendency to stretch in the other direction, favoring states, giving them the opportunity to try something new.
If Maine does win, Alderson and others say, look for a number of states to follow in Maine's footsteps. If it doesn't, they say, look for the pressure to shift back to Congress to deal with the problem. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.